Some time ago, a friend of mine saw a television show about rich and famous people. Apparently, the program dealt with the lifestyle that these people enjoyed. The yachts they owned that would enable them to play in the oceans of the world. The huge villas they owned on the Riviera and the clothing they wore that came from Paris's most expensive shops. According to this program, the rich and famous really knew how to live. They dined in the best restaurants in the world and denied themselves nothing that would give them pleasure. As I listened to my friend tell about the rich and famous people, I thought to myself, you know, I could get used to that. I have nothing against eating good food. In fact, I eat it all the time. My wife is an excellent cook. And I would have nothing against living in a home with a nice view like these people have. In fact, I do that right now. From my front lawn, I have a beautiful view of the Rocky Mountains. And I have nothing against wearing clothes that look nice and fit well. The only difference is that I buy mine off the rack in a department store or a discount store. But in spite of those facts, I find myself tempted to envy this group of rich and famous people. I think there is something in all of us that looks at people like that and wonders what it would be like to live like that. And then, thank God, we are brought back to earth with such statements from the Bible as, I was envious of the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Like the rest of us, the psalmist was tempted to envy the rich and famous of his day. His frank and candid confession strikes a chord in our own hearts. His exact words were, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. But God has a way of reminding all of us of what is truly valuable in the world. Yes, the psalmist admitted that the rich and famous people of his day did in fact prosper in the world and increase in riches. But then what? It wasn't until the psalmist drew near to God, in fellowship with Him, that he truly understood the elusiveness of riches. Friend, don't be ruled by the love of worldly wealth. Nothing can compare with our eternal home. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.